From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Islamic militant group Hamas, which governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement, and it opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007, when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. Hamas and Fatah recently took part in days of separate talks with Egyptian mediators in Cairo. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Efforts to resolve a decade-old schism between the two main Palestinian factions appears to be coming closer to fruition after Egyptian mediators succeeded in convincing the Islamist Hamas group, which controls Gaza, to agree to dissolve its Gaza Administrative Committee that governs the territory sandwiched between Israel and Egypt. The agreement calls for new Palestinian elections in Gaza and the West Bank next year. Despite the new accord, the Fatah group is insisting Hamas start implementing the deal before any further steps are taken. It remains unclear if Hamas will agree to another key demand and allow European Union monitors and Egyptian border officials to take control of the main Rafah border post between Egypt and Gaza, officially closed since Hamas refused to uphold a 2005 agreement with Israel, necessitating the presence of EU monitors at the border. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. A roadside bomb exploded in northwestern Pakistan Sunday, killing a senior government official and at least four of his security guards. The explosion happened in Bajor, a volatile, federally administered tribal district on the Afghan border. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban claimed the bomb killed seven people and claimed responsibility for planting that roadside bomb. Kulsum Nawaz, the wife of Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, easily won election Sunday to fill the seat he formerly held. The victory was expected since the ruling Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz party is dominant in the central Lahore constituency. The former prime minister had held the seat since the mid-1980s when he first entered national politics. At least eight people were killed and dozens more injured when a violent storm hit western Romania on Sunday. The storm bared winds of 100 kilometers an hour. It also caused property destruction in neighboring Croatia and Serbia. Romania's National Weather Agency issued warnings of strong winds and rainstorms for western areas of the country. Four young American women had acid thrown at them Sunday at a train station in the southern French port city of Marseille, but police said it did not appear to be a terror attack. Two of the Americans suffered facial injuries. All four were hospitalized, two of them for shock. A 41-year-old woman has been arrested as the alleged assailant. Marseille police didn't release any details about the victims except to say they were in France as tourists. Britain eased its terrorist threat level Sunday from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train on Friday morning in London. The attack injured 30 people. The severe threat level indicates British authorities now believe another attack is highly likely, while the critical designation means an attack is seen as imminent. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there. And in a hurricane season that just will not quit, forecasters are keeping their eyes on three storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, clobbered by Hurricane Irma just a little over a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria into a hurricane Sunday as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.